Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents In Wartime, Stories from Ukraine, by Tim Judah. Read by Napoleon Ryan. Introduction. Dying for Ukraine. This is what I saw. The bloated corpse of a man, hanging folded over the high power cables in the eastern village of Novokatorinivka. He had been part of the Ukrainian retreat from Ilovaisk at the end of August 2014. When a rebel or Russian missile hit his armored vehicle and the ammunition inside it exploded, the top of it peeled off like the lid of a sardine tin. His body was flung into the air and then caught on the wire. In the wreckage, there were the charred remains of another young soldier, and, by the blasted top of the vehicle, lying on the road, the blackened torso of a third man. His arm was held over his head. The body on the wire, which had completely escaped the flames, looked waxy and somehow unreal, swelling and gleaming slightly in the late summer sun. His trousers had come off, dangling from his feet. His shirt and jacket hung down over his head. It was a symbol of defeat, or of victory, depending on which side of the war you were on. I tried to find his name, but failed. Quite possibly, the dead soldier and I came close again a few months later in Lviv. Maybe he was buried here, almost 1,300 kilometers to the west, close to the Polish border, in the Grand Lichakiv Cemetery. Much of the history of Lviv and Western Ukraine.